The last characteristic, the one that I'm in fact most interested here, is the of this entire cycle of struggles is one a refusal of representation. Let's say a more directly political nature of these struggles. I mean, one of the slogans in Spain last May with their encampments in the Puerta del Sol and in Plaza Catalunya in Barcelona, one of their slogans was that you don't represent us. Like that that so it's not only a critique of one corrupt politician or one corrupt political party, although of course they're corrupt too. That's not the issue. The issue is that the entire political class or the entire political system is not able to represent our issues. A critique of representation as such. In fact, in that sense, a critique of the constitutional system as a whole, which seems to me a quite radical and far-reaching demand or even program, let's say. So that combination, I would say, of a refusal of representation, a refusal of the current political system, and a experimentation with democracy. That's, in fact, one of the things that I find most inspiring about what you're doing and what's going on elsewhere.